This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A major announcement on Beacon Hill today. Governor Charlie Baker says all schools in Massachusetts K through 12 will remain closed for the rest of the academic year due to concerns over the coronavirus. And daycare centers are ordered closed until June 29th. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us from the State House to talk about it. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
So this has a huge effect on not just families with school kids, but many people around the state. What did the governor say about why he's keeping schools closed until summer?
Well, the governor says this is the right thing to do, considering the facts associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. He says there's no authoritative guidance or advisories with respect to how to operate schools safely or get kids to and from school safely as well. He acknowledges this is tough on educators, parents, and students.
Massachusetts is home to some of the brightest students in the nation, and this pandemic has upended their lives as well. Being away from their friends, their teachers, their sports, and other important resources, for many of them, all of them, has been a terrible loss. School administrators, principals, and teachers have worked hard to create curriculums and materials and to help their students keep learning at home under these very difficult circumstances.
Now, once again, the governor reminded everyone that remote learning will continue, so it's not summer vacation time just yet.
Any idea what school will be like in the academic year that starts in the fall when students, presumably anyway, will be heading back to school?
Yeah, sure. Commissioner Jeff Riley says the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is focusing on that right now. He says they're discussing with stakeholders what the opening of school after all of this will look like.
What we've seen from other countries that have started the process of opening are things like temperature checking students, keeping desks 6 feet apart from students. Some people have staggered schedules. There are many possibilities. What we're going to do is work with everyone, including and probably most especially the healthcare professionals, to get the best advice possible for how we bring our kids back.
Riley says in the interim, he hopes everyone will continue to work with their students to do the best they can on remote learning.
Let's focus on the virus itself here in Massachusetts. What did the governor say about where we are in the surge?
Yeah, he says the data shows that we are still very much in the grips of a pandemic here in Massachusetts. While we're seeing fewer positive cases reported per day, more and more COVID-19 patients are being admitted to hospitals. He says the healthcare system is holding up well despite the surge in hospitalizations because of a lot of planning and the efforts of everyone staying home, socially distancing, covering faces, and working remotely. But he says that we need to keep that up.
What are the latest coronavirus figures from the Department of Public Health?
Well, they're consistent with the governor's assertion that we're still in the surge. 152 new deaths reported today, bringing the total number of deaths to 1,961. Over 1,500 new cases are reported today, which is pretty much the same as yesterday. And while officials are quick to point out not to read too much into the daily numbers, this is the fifth straight day the number of reported cases has gone down.
So it appears, Steve, that it will still be a while before businesses can open back up and social distancing restrictions are eased up on. Of course, we know that's disheartening to a lot of people, including Governor Baker, and you found that out today.
Yeah, I asked him if sometimes he feels like he's just trying to hold back the tide with so many people chomping at the bit to return to some semblance of normal. Here's how he summed up his feelings.
Look, I'm part of the community that would like to see something close to something like a new normal sooner rather than later. But I'm also the person who's looking at all the data every day and talking to the folks at the command center about what's going on out there and recognizing and understanding that, you know, I'll be damned if the way this works is we go through this thing, we flatten the curve, we do all the stuff we were supposed to do, and then we create some run-up again in the fall because we don't handle the reentry, the reopening, in a way that actually works and makes sense and keeps people safe.
The governor added the last thing we should do is give this insidious and invisible virus the opportunity to rebound in the future.
One final question. The governor also had some reaction at the end of his conference today to President Trump's announcement that the president plans to sign an executive order suspending immigration to the United States. That has not happened yet. There is no order as yet, but it's rather unusual for the governor to respond, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Usually the governor deflects these sorts of questions, saying he's just focusing on what's going on here in Massachusetts. But without hesitation, he said he would be opposed to that decision by the president, saying it doesn't make any sense and doesn't make us any safer.
Thank you very much, WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown.
Thanks, Lisa.